Sorrowful Song of Jeremiah. Lamentations, chapter 1, verses 1 to 9. Let us turn to the book of Lamentations, chapter 1, verses 1 to 9. Last time, I visited Arlington National Cemetery in Washington, U.S. Over there, there are tombstones of anonymous military soldiers. Although countless soldiers flew to Korea and lost their lives during 25th of June war at young age for our people, their names could not be identified. So on their tombstones, anonymous soldiers' tombstones are written on these only. And, on the bottom of these tombstones of war veterans, a writing like this was written on it. For a nation that we never have been before, for people that we have never met, we have been called. As I read this epitaph, as I saw the tombstones that are lined up in a long diagonal line, I confessed like this as I wept. As you died like this, I am alive right now. It is the 70th year since the 25th June war broke out, shedding blood between our people. Still, South and North Korea are only nations in the world that confront each other most competitively. As the Israelites were restored again 70 years after in Babylon, we need to pray for unification of the gospel in our people. When the 25th June war broke out, death toll and casualties of Korean soldiers and UN were 776,360 people. Among civilians, death toll, casualties and missing people were 990,960 people. Almost 2 million people died or became injured, 10 million people became separated families. We should not forget about how scary a war is. The peace that we enjoy right now, this was not obtained for free. We need to pray for peace to come without a war. But having this peace is not possible with our own strength only. God needs to lift His hand up. So as for Christians, when we talk about unification, we need to talk about the gospel unification. It is unification by the authority of God. We need to thank God for having our own nation, our own fatherland, and pray. Have a look at tears of Jeremiah that come up in the passage today. Jeremiah is a prophet of tears. He thought about the future of his nation that does not have good prospects, and despite his old age, he sat down on the street and wept in sorrow. This lamentation of Jeremiah needs to be considered as the voice of God that is for us this time. This war has not ended yet, even now. In the ceasefire situation, North Korea is launching missiles countlessly. In this threatening time, we do not know when nuclear bomb would come hit us. Due to this danger, it has been said that the most dangerous place for war threat in the world is our nation. Nevertheless, we say no way, it would not happen, and we live our life senselessly. The most important things right now are national security and economy. If national security collapses, we would not be able to recover from this ever again. National security does not have the ruling party and the opposition party. There is no conservatives and the progressives. Without nation, happiness of individuals, prosperity of businesses, freedom of faith, too, cannot exist. Especially, this is a time when we need to pray more than any other time for our nation. If you go to Jerusalem, there is a museum called Yad Vashem that reproduced history of ordeal of the Jews. Its size is small, but there is no one that comes out from it without shedding tears. It cannot be viewed without shedding tears, and history of ordeal that the Jews had to go through has been reproduced. And if you go to the end of the museum, there is this writing: "Let us forgive, but let us not forget." It makes viewers to feel that these words cut like a knife. Jews have been massacred by Hitler, and the number is about 6 million. After that, they planted 6 million trees, and they are keeping the spirit of Jewish people in tears in remembrance. And it has been said that they teach their next generation about their history like this: "Let us forgive but not forget." In fact, in Israel itself, there are only 6.1 million Jewish people that live in it. But the Jewish spirit of diaspora that are scattered all over the world is beyond imagination. It has been said that wherever they live in, they send a percentage of their income to their home country. They are surrounded by Arab nations with a ratio of 300 to 1, they cannot dare to annoy Israel. It is Jewish spirit that is alive. As it is our 70th year since the 25th June war broke out, we need to teach our next generation about our national spirit like the Jewish people. In today's passage, Lamentations means a sorrowful song of Jeremiah. Jeremiah wrote sorrowful songs 5 times in tears as Jerusalem was captured by Babylon. Content of the song contains a confession of sorrow of Jeremiah that lost its nation. Let us look at verses 1 to 3. It says, "How deserted lies the city, once so full of people. How like a widow is she, who once was great among the nations. She who was queen among the provinces has now become a slave. Bitterly she weeps at night, tears are upon her cheeks. Among all her lovers there is none to comfort her. All her friends have betrayed her, they have become her enemies. After affliction and harsh labor, Judah has gone into exile. She dwells among the nations, she finds no resting place. All who pursue her have overtaken her in the midst of her distress. How deserted lies the city." Let us look at verse 1. In original Hebrew context, it was worded as ekel when it described how deserted lies the city. This means very similar to aigo in Korean. It is a word that is used in tragic situations. When Hebrew people read the eulogy at funeral, it has been said that they often used this word. In other words, we can see the heart of Jeremiah. We can see the mourning heart of Jeremiah that is like a chief mourner that lost its close family member. In verse 1, a phrase "once was" comes up 3 times. When the nation was prosperous, there were a lot of people, she was the most important among nations and she was treated like a princess. Jeremiah is now lamenting over the fact that she is like a widow and has now become a slave. This is what it is like when people lose their fatherland, which is a sorrowful scene. As people are taken to Babylon as slaves from Jerusalem and even Jewish King Jehoiakim was taken as well. As people became captives in Babylon and the nation collapsed, neighboring countries that were very close in the old days, many friends that they had all deserted them. They became miserable as no one cared about them. At the time of collapse of Judah by Babylon, the nation that they trusted the most, Egypt, never helped them. Edom people that were in an alliance relationship with them plundered towns of Judah even. In this reality, as prophet Jeremiah sat down on the street, he wept sorrowfully. It is a confession that when the nation was powerful and strong, they thought that their neighboring countries were all their friends, but after their country was lost, they all turned their backs on them. That is right. It does not only apply to countries, but it is the same thing with people. When things are going well, there are a lot of people that say hi, there are many people that want you and seek you. There are many friends. But, when you are having a difficult time, when you are struggling, failed and sick, how many friends would choose to remain beside you still? After a failure, friends leave, neighbors leave and even own siblings leave you. This is our world. Our nation as well. It needs to have power so that it would be influential and confident. We need to love the fatherland that we were born in and live in. Success of individuals, happiness of families, and development of businesses as well, without a nation, these cannot exist. Again, if we have a war within our nation between our people would not be able to recover again. This would be the worst tragedy. In contrast, Japan, China, Russia and their neighboring countries would have competitive advantages. When I read an article that said this, I felt as if I could not breathe anymore. We need to be very alert. For national security, we need to deal with it bipartisanly. Have a look at Japan or the US. For the benefit of their countries, there are no ruling party and the opposition party. We see that they unite very well and deal with the issue. What is the most important is that our people need to heal our scars and become one. On the day that we heal the conflicts between the North and the South, when we unite the North and the South by the gospel, we would become the outstanding people over the people of the world. I bless you all in the name of Jesus that the contents of the confession of Jeremiah when he sat down on the street and weep would be heard by you all as the voice of God. Also, Jeremiah lamented over the fact that the loved one became an enemy. Let us look at verse 2. It says, "Bitterly she weeps at night, tears are upon her cheeks. Among all her lovers there is none to comfort her. All her friends have betrayed her, they have become her enemies." In verse 2, we see that he was in deep sorrow but there was no one that comforted him. All his friends betrayed him. It is a confession that people that said they love him, became enemies even. Tears of Jeremiah were sorrow that lost the nation. Christians need to have a clear perspective on nations, and this is a time when we need patriotism more than any other time. Patriotism is a heart that tries to keep the community that he or she belongs to. It is an attachment towards the land that he or she was born in and grew up in. The heart that wants to keep this land is patriotism. Sorrowful Song of Jeremiah indicates tears that love the fatherland. I bless you all in the name of Jesus that you would have tears that love our country this time. Jeremiah confesses sorrow about worship services that fell apart. Verses 4-6 say, "The roads to Zion mourn, for no one comes to her appointed feasts. All her gateways are desolate, her priests groan, her maidens grieve, and she is in bitter anguish. Her foes have become her masters, her enemies are at ease. The Lord has brought her grief because of her many sins. Her children have gone into exile, captive before the foe. All the splendor has departed from the daughter of Zion. Her princes are like deer that find no pasture, in weakness they have fled before the pursuer." Have a look at the size of priests. Let us read verse 4. It says, "The roads to Zion mourn, for no one comes to her appointed feasts. All her gateways are desolate, her priests groan, her maidens grieve, and she is in bitter anguish." Why do priests sigh? Even though it was holy day, doors of the house of God were shut. Due to the third attack in Jerusalem by Babylon, Solomon's house of God was destroyed. There was no one that came to worship as they were taken to Babylon as captives. The saying "the roads to Zion mourn" means that whenever it was the Lord's day, there used to be full of pilgrims always. Its roads to Zion were congested. But there was no one then. It was because all the doors were shut. Through this coronavirus outbreak, it seems that we experienced shutting of the door of the worship service. Even though it was Holy Sunday, the doors of the church were shut. Priests that did not have place to worship lamented, and at the riverside of Babylon, they looked at Jerusalem and sang sorrowful songs. This is Lamentations. Do you know how big a blessing it is to be able to have freedom to praise God and worship freely like this? I hope you will give thanks to God. Even now, in North Korea, if you get caught by having the Bible, you would be in danger. How many Christians are there that were worshiping in the underground churches, got caught and were executed? I bless you all in the name of Jesus that you would give thanks for the fact that we have freedom, faith, and we are able to worship God freely. As the nation became a captive, leaders abandoned people and ran away powerlessly. Let us look at verse 6. It says, "All the splendor has departed from the daughter of Zion. Her princes are like deer that find no pasture, in weakness they have fled before the pursuer." Why did leaders run away? It is because even the nation was taken as a captive, there was no power to fight against them, and also there was no power to defend against them. We need to have power. In our body as well, we need to have power so that our health would not fall apart. Economy needs to be powerful as well, we need to be strong in national power so that we would be able to stop war. If we do not have power, we are unable to have negotiation talks. We are unable to have dialogue. It is a submission. Why is North Korea obsessed with nuclear weapons, for life? It means that they would have power. But, we are denuclearizing. In a country where there is not even a drop of oil that could be extracted, our resources technology. Hasn't it been said that our nuclear technology is the best in the world and it is expected to have a value of 1,000 trillion? It is very pitiful. Again, our people need to rise up with our national power supported by these two pillars: national security and economy. Bertrand Russell categorized the power of human beings by three categories. Firstly, there is a physical power that symbolizes knife. Secondly, there is an economic power that symbolizes money. Thirdly, it is a power of persuasion that moves the heart. Even if we say that the world is moving by three kinds of power, it is not an exaggeration. But, there is the third level power that keeps these powers to be balanced and helps us to make a wise decision. It is a spiritual power. This spiritual power is a power that comes from God. David said in Psalms, chapter 18, verse 1 like this, "I love you, O Lord my strength." I bless you all in the name of Jesus that you will gain power from God, your faith will stand firm, Your families will rise up and the nation will also rise up. Jeremiah prayed to God in tears. Let us look at verse 9. It says, her filthiness clung to her skirts, she did not consider her future. Her fall was astounding, there was none to comfort her. Look, O Lord, on my affliction, for the enemy has triumphed. In the latter part of verse 11, it says, look, O Lord, and consider, for I am despised. This is a time we need to pray for our nation. In the latter part of verse 9, it says, look, O Lord, on my affliction. In the latter part of verse 11, look, O Lord, and consider, for I am despised. We can see that Jeremiah desperately pleaded to God in tears. The biggest weapon of a young child that cannot talk is tears. If this baby cries, everything will be okay. When the baby is hungry, this baby would cry. When the baby is not well, when the baby is not feeling comfortable, baby would cry. If a baby cries, mother would know what the baby would need and she would solve the issue. We need to cry in front of God. Tears talk about the truth. True emotions show up in a form of tears. People cry when they are sad, when they are exhausted, when they miss someone, when they feel lonely and also when they are content. Tears cause holy spread. Tears give the same kind of deep touch to other people. It is because the tear itself is the truth. When tears are dry, life gets desolate. God saw the tears and also responded. Have a look at Hezekiah. When he was told that he is sick and is no longer able to live, he remained alone and wept bitterly. Through Isaiah, God told him to Hezekiah, tell him that I am going to extend him 15 more years of life. I have seen tears of Hezekiah. God saw the genuine tears and was touched. We need tears of prayer today. Like Moses, Esther, Paul that prayed for their people from their heart, it is a time that we need tears of patriotism in front of God. We need to cry in front of God. If we cry, things will be resolved. God, give tears. Give tears to me that are for these people. I bless you all in the name of Jesus that you would pray to God to give you tears for the nation like Jeremiah. My dear family in Christ. This month of June is a month of patriotism. This year marks the 70th year since the 25th of June war broke out, which is a tragedy of the same people. Particularly, Christians are the people that love the nation more than anyone else does. It is a time that we need to pray for our nation. Like Jeremiah or Nehemiah that held the fatherland close in heart and shed tears, in prayers, we need tears that shed in front of God. This is a time that we need prayers like this. I pray all these in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.